A professional adventurer has completed an over 4,700-mile trek around Alaska, the Yukon, and Northwest Territories. As KUAC's Dan Brass reports, the six-month journey spanned coastal, interior, and Arctic regions.
National Geographic-sponsored adventurer Andrew Skirka of Boulder, Colorado, completed the solo human-powered journey in Kotzebue last week, the same place he started back in March. The Grand Loop included skiing across the Alaska Range, hiking and pack rafting through the Wrangells and along the Gulf of Alaska, down the Yukon River and across the Brooks Range. The 29-year-old Skirka has no cause or scientific mission. He treks for the experience and says he was humbled by the North's vast wilderness.
There aren't many places where you can travel that far without crossing a road or where you don't come up on someone else. And the resulting sort of sense of exposure and vulnerability and sort of the anxiety that causes is pretty high, to say the least.
Skirka completed a 700-mile hike in Alaska last summer and has done numerous other epics in the lower 48. Skirka says this year's Alaska-Canada trip highlights included skiing west of Wonder Lake in the shadow of Denali last spring, and traveling the rugged Lost Coast from Yakutat to Gustavus this summer.
Beautiful beach walking, but then some really sort of dicey sections with like really heavy bushwhacking near the Brady Glacier, and then some frightening-looking river fords of the Grand Plateau Glacier, and you walk right across the terminal moraine of La Perouse Glacier. So some pretty wild stuff.
Skirka says his favorite part of the trip was hiking a remote stretch of the Brooks Range.
The one section that I'm sort of most proud of was the 650 miles between Fort McPherson, Northwest Territories, and Coldfoot. So 650 miles took me 3.5 weeks, and I didn't see another human being the entire time and never crossed a road.
Skirka says he resupplied along the way, but always lugged his own gear and followed a continuous backcountry route. He traveled very light, but carried a sat phone to check in with his mom and log online updates. Skirka says he held up physically and mentally to the trip's challenges, including weather, bugs, and wildlife encounters. He sought advice from Alaska adventurers, including Roman Dial of Anchorage, a veteran of numerous long backcountry treks. Dial says Skirka's trip is in a league by itself.
Linked together a lot of the classic routes that people have been traveling on for the last 20 years, but put them all together. I guess, honestly, it took me 30 years to cover that distance that he did in 6 months.
Dial says Skirka has the right mix of qualities for wilderness travel.
He's one of these guys who gets up in the morning and puts his shoes on and just walks all day until he goes to sleep at night. He'd make a really good sled dog in that he's got great feet and a good appetite. And he's also quite conservative. He's not a thrill seeker. So he's thoughtful about his river crossings, and he's thoughtful about his mountain crossings, and he looks and he's careful so he doesn't injure himself, which is the way a person has to be if you're going to be out there for 6 months at a time.
Dial says trips like Skirka's are as much an exploration of the human spirit as the landscape, and it's good for people to see that they can be done. Skirka says the trek has made him a better person and expects it won't be long before he pursues another big adventure. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.